It is time now for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids question of the week, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's also a great way to start a conversation with the child in your life, as well as with friends and family. Kids Q is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Be sure to shop there for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts. Glee Kids offers big style for your little one and is the perfect place to check off your holiday gift list. Shop in-store or online at gleekidschapelhill.com. Kids Q is also our Heard on the Hill segment for this afternoon, so be sure to stay tuned at the end of this for your cue to post on social media using the hashtag Heard on the Hill. Before we get there, though, we got to answer our kids' question of the day. And joining me in the studio to help do that is our own Allie Evans. Allie, happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing all right. Today is one of those rare middle of the week days that feels like you're hitting the weekend. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot to go. Obviously, I still have an entire show to do. And we have another day on Friday before we hit the
I've definitely had the thought, though, like, oh, I need to wrap so much stuff up before the weekend. But then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be back on Friday.
Yeah, but it is it's fun to have this feeling in the middle of the week. Let's take a look at this week's Kids Q. I imagine it's probably holiday themed with Thanksgiving tomorrow. It is, yes. What is something that you can't touch that you're thankful for? So maybe not something that is physically there, but something that you are thankful for. Okay, well, what jumps to mind to you when you hear this question, Allie?
I mean, the obvious ones are family and friends. But a couple other ones that I think are fun. This is a fun question. And I like worded it this way because it's interesting to ask kids this, which I got the opportunity to do, because when they start thinking of things that they're thankful for, a lot of times their answers are only things that they can put in their hands.
Yeah. Like physical gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. So to think of it this way, but mine, other than friends and family, would definitely have to be travel. I'm thankful for the concept of travel and going to see new places and try new things. And I'm thankful for the color pink. I can't touch it,
That's
but I really
one.
Like it.
Yeah.
And for fall, I love fall, the season. I mean, it's a fun question to make you think about the things in your life that sort of exist without you noticing. This is a good opportunity to take awareness of them.
Yeah, my thought initially goes to family and friends as well. I'm sure that's the case for many people. You can still touch them. You can give them a hug and tell them that you're thankful for them. So I'm trying to think of what about them that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my friends and family's just kindness. I'm thankful for their support.
Yeah.
Thankful for their love. And kind of along the lines of when it comes to weather and season, I also am thankful for the fall. I just like that change when we get to go from the hot weather, that transition into the cooler weather without it being too, too cold. And I'm, you know, this last week, I'm thankful for really great fall weather. We've got so lucky with the leaves this season. I know that you can touch those, so those are kind of exempt from the answer of this question. But
well, I would say you can touch the leaves, but you can't touch, like, what makes them turn. You can't touch the concept of their beauty.
Exactly. The science behind it. Yeah.
Right.
Similarly, I'm thankful for the science that makes clear skies light blue. I think we're really lucky. I always wonder what society would be like if the sky were a different color. You know what I mean?
Whoa, that's
like
a big
those
one.
Couple days in, well, not a couple days, that long stretch appeared in the Pacific Northwest where the fires were turning the sky all weird colors.
Red, yeah.
I think everybody just tends to lose their mind and be in a different mood when it's not the case. And I always wonder what it would be like if the sky were different colors.
Interesting.
That's a separate kids' cue.
We can do that on kids' cue.
But I'm thankful for that. And you know, I think general health isn't something that you can
for
touch
sure.
either. But that's certainly something I'm thankful for after, you know, the last year and a half that we've had. It's been
wild.
And
I would say after the last year and a half too, togetherness.
Yes.
And like fellowship, just the act of being in the same space as someone is something that I took for granted. For sure, pre-COVID, and just the notion of being close to someone and sharing a space and the like feeling that you get that is now clearly a distinct feeling aside from just talking to someone or communicating with them, the feeling of them actually being in front of you and near you. So yeah, like togetherness and fellowship and just the human connection that simply comes from being in the same place space as someone.
I think a lot of people have found an appreciation for that in some form or fashion after this last year. All right, shall we hear what some of our kid respondents had to say to this question? And again, it is, what is something that you can't touch that you are thankful for? So let's hear from Jackson, Lucy, Nina, Anika, Mira, and Caroline to see what they thought.
Something I can't touch that I'm thankful for, that's hard, but probably friendship, because you can touch your friends, but you can't touch like literal friendship. And
the feeling.
Yeah, the feeling of like, when you know you actually have a real friend, not someone just like who you met.
Yes.
Air, because you can, it's, you can live without air because we breathe it. And so, and if you can't breathe for more than 3 minutes, well, at least 3 minutes, then you can't survive.
I'm probably thankful for the clouds because I love it when it rains and I like looking at the clouds.
I also like the clouds.
The same reason of Nina.
Probably my friends. Can I touch? Well, yeah.
Friendship?
Friendship. Yeah, that works. Okay. Because they're awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a little out there, but I guess like the fact that I have so much stuff to be grateful for. So
you're thankful for thankfulness.
And thankful for thankfulness, yes.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that response kind of turning the question on its head there. That's clever.
Yeah.
I mean, it is nice to be able to be thankful and to express that feeling.
I love this time of year. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because it literally exists to be grateful and to tell the people you love that you love them. So I'm with them, like, being thankful for thankfulness. When somebody asks me what I'm thankful for, I'm like, how much time do you have?
Right.
I have so many things to be thankful for. And just the privilege of having things to be grateful for.
Yeah, I think we as a people and a society are nostalgic in mm-hmm. many, many ways. And being able to express how we feel about something and having the connections to past memories. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of where it all comes from.
Another
it's
I can't
great.
Believe we
and
didn't
it's like
mention
the end of the year too. Yeah, yeah.
Is music. I can't believe neither one of us said music until
no
right
kidding.
Now.
Yeah, you can't touch
you
that.
You can't touch it. But it's, I mean, we're in a radio station, but it's something that so deeply connects with people. And I think, yeah, I'm surprised we didn't come up with that until
Well, I certainly am thankful for music. I'm sure other people have been screaming it out there, and they'll be getting some music here very shortly for them to be thankful for. Well, thank you to Allie for joining us, and thank you to Jackson, Lucy, Nina, Anika, Mira, and Caroline for helping us out with this week's Kids Q. Always have a great time with these interesting conversations every Wednesday. If you're looking for fun, engaging questions, you can always visit our Kids Q archives on chapelboro.com to see which ones we've asked so far. And again, thank you to Glee Kids, now in Southern Village, for presenting Kids Q. Be sure to follow them on Instagram. They are at Glee Kids Chapel Hill if you want to learn how your own little one can get in on the conversation on the air with us. Allie Evans, thanks so much for hopping on.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.